Right now, I want to talk to you about the fallout from the so-called Panama Papers. This is something that's continuing right now from this massive data leak of on the banking habits of some of the world's wealthiest people. As far as high-profile Canadians go, still not clear who's involved or how much money is slipping through the federal government's fingers. The International Consortium of Investigative Journalists findings show any Canadian do show Canadian involvement, but it seems to be within the law is what we're hearing when it comes to Canadian involvement. But that, of course, does not go without controversy. The Royal Bank of Canada is the latest to have its name tied to this leak. The bank says it put together a team to review the company's files and find out what relationship RBC may have to Mossack Fonseca, the law firm at the center of the Panama Papers. And here to help us out with this is James Thompson. He's a professor of finance at the University of Waterloo. Thanks so much for doing this, James. Good morning to you.
Hi, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
So what does this mean for, you know, so much has been said since we've found out about this. What does this mean in your mind to the average Canadian? Why should the average Canadian or the average person listening to this care about these types of things?
Well, I think we all need to be aware with what people are essentially doing with their money. You know, when we're talking about these sort of tax havens, they do have the potential to be abused. And so Canadian taxpayers do deserve to know whether essentially other taxpayers are abusing.
What do you mean by that? Whether they're not paying their fair share?
Yeah, essentially. I mean, we have tax havens, which are perfectly fine to use, are perfectly legal. Unfortunately, sometimes there's a lot of anonymity, so people who want to do something illegal can use them as well.
So explain that to me in a little bit more detail, James, because I think, you know, a lot of people are hearing this news and saying, okay, so people, so somebody has a lot of money and they hold some of that money in a different place. What's wrong with that? And as you say, a lot of the times it's perfectly legal. So take me through, you know, a case where it does become illegal, and then how does that affect people?
Well, so, I mean, I can take you through a simple case. Imagine you're a family. You have lots of members all over the world, right? So you have your children all over the world. It would make sense to set up a central location. You might want to hold a lot of different currencies, so you'll set it up in one central location. The problem will come is if you don't tell your domestic government what you've done with that money and if you haven't properly paid taxes on it, right? Because you owe it to whatever government you earned your money in to pay the appropriate amount of taxes.
How does people like that not paying the appropriate amount of taxes affect people, other people?
So exactly. So if you here in Canada, if we have our entire tax paying population and a percentage of them just simply don't pay what they're supposed to, then the rest falls on everybody else to pay for the services we have here.
So in other words, because some people aren't paying their fair share, other people may have to pick up the slack. So, you know, we have a lot of services that we love and we enjoy, we use on a regular basis. And so it'll basically fall in the middle class to pick up the slack is what you're saying.
Yeah, essentially. Now, we don't know whether that's actually happening here in Canada, but if it is, then yes, it'll fall on whoever's not actually engaging in these schemes to pay.
Mm-hmm. How was this first kind of conceived? These ideas of shell companies and this idea of keeping your money elsewhere. I mean, how did this kind of all come about?
Well, I think it came about a lot from extremely wealthy people who wanted to look for diversification, right? They worried about holding all of their money in one spot. And so generally when you invest, you try to invest in a very diversified portfolio. So one thing you can do is try to put your money in other countries. So I think it came about from some very legitimate reasons, especially if you're coming from a country that you're a bit worried about, you'll probably try to park your money in another country.
So in other words, by the way, are these open to anybody? I mean, does anybody have access to a Mossack Fonseca if you have money and you want to do, I mean, is this open to anyone?
Anyone can do it. If you have the money to start up an account, yes, you can do it.
Okay, well, because that's been a criticism of some people saying that, this is obviously only there for the elite people, the very rich or the very famous.
Well, it tends to be only worthwhile for the rich and elite because it's not cheap to set up one of these things. So the normal person like you and I wouldn't bother. It wouldn't be worth it.
Right. Well, okay. So let me ask you this as well. What do you think the fallout of this will be as we continue to know more about this? Because as I mentioned, the Royal Bank of Canada, now the latest name to kind of be tied to this, and they're reviewing their files. What do you think? Do you think that this has the potential to change any laws with regards to people being allowed to keep money offshore?
Yeah, I think if something illegal is found out, then we'll have to change things around so that it can't happen again. I think
why?
That's going to be important.
But
well,
why?
Well, I think we can't allow people to dodge taxes. Essentially, we need to change our rules to get the most number of people paying the taxes they're supposed to pay.
Right, but I mean, is it fair? Would it be naive of us to think that all of this is legal and there's nothing illegal going on with these papers?
No, I mean, I would have to guess there is going to be some illegal stuff embedded in there. I think we would be a bit foolhardy to believe it's all over the table for sure.
why would rich people why would governments want to change things that are going to affect rich people though? I mean, why would they want to do that? Right? It's kind of like counting on the people who are making the laws to change things to make it worse for themselves.
Well, remember, it's not just rich people. It's generally, you know, in government as well. We want to have confidence in our government. And if, you know, people are parking money that is not being declared, right, when they're supposed to, that can cause us a sort of a crisis in confidence. So that's one important thing. We tend to see, wealthy people have very important positions in society. So we have to be careful that we understand where their money is going.
Mm-hmm. We're in conversation with James Thompson, professor of finance at the University of Waterloo. It's the Eric Drell Show at 11:13, talking about the fallout that's continuing after the massive data leak of the so-called Panama Papers. Why, James, are a lot of these countries tiny? Why are they all seem to be in a similar area? The British Virgin Islands, Panama, obviously the Cayman Islands, that type of thing. Why do they all tend to be there?
So, number one, they're usually quite stable. One thing people look for when you're going to park your money overseas is you want extreme stability. So these places tend to be very stable. They also tend to have rules which can favor this types of things, which can sometimes, I think, be easier to implement in smaller countries.
It's interesting because a lot of these people that are keeping they're not living in those areas, right? Like they'll still be living here in Canada or in other places. They're just keeping their money in those areas.
Oh, yeah, I don't imagine too many people typically live in one of the offshore tax havens.
Yeah, well, if there's, it's just a question that I have. Well, so in other words, to make it worse, I would assume that a lot of these people think that living in Canada is great, right? It's a great thing, but they're keeping their money somewhere else.
No, I mean, you raise a good point, and this is there's nothing illegal about moving your money abroad, again, as long as you are paying the appropriate taxes to Canada, right? So we don't want to restrict our citizens from moving our money abroad. We all like to travel and whatnot, but we just have to make sure everybody pays what they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm. I had someone email me when I was talking about this originally earlier this week when it kind of all came out, and they asked the question. They said, why do we want to clamp down on people who are making a lot of money? Maybe they're providing a lot of jobs. Why should people be forced to keep their money in a place where they might think that the government is wasteful or whatever? I mean, why shouldn't they have free rein and just be able to move their money wherever they want?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly one approach. I worry that what you get is then everyone who can afford to move their money somewhere else and dodge taxes will do it. And again, it's up to the rest of us to sort of fund the country. I think that needs to be done through the tax code. If we think that rich are paying too much taxes, that needs to be done through the tax code, not through cheating.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this as well before I let you go. You said that we don't know how do we not know? I mean, why don't we know whether they're paying their fair share or not?
Well, a lot of these things are very secretive, so we don't actually, in many cases, know who is in charge of the money. So it'll be done with anonymity in these places. So actually tracing the trail back to figure out whose money that actually is difficult. And governments, especially, the Canadian government doesn't necessarily know.
I would imagine that going through 11 and a half million pieces of this data is going to take a while before we know and get any clear answers. Would you suspect that's the case?
Sure, glad it's not my job.
All right, James, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
There goes James Thompson. He's a professor of finance at the University of Waterloo, talking about the fallout from the massive data leak of the so-called Panama Papers, the banking habits of some of the world's wealthiest people. So how does this affect you? I mean, are you worried